Sunday Meditation, November 4th, 2001. The question today, quote, once again, is focused around the events of September 11th. We're wondering if you could give us some information concerning how these people who were directly involved and who gave their lives in this event might have been the catalyst for all of us to become what you might call a nation of priests, people who are desirous of being of service to others, and the following the way of the, I guess you would say, the peaceful warrior, of discovering love in the life, in the heart, and sharing it with others. Could you elaborate on the concept of how this kind of catalyst can work in all of our lives, and how we can become a nation of priests?
We are those known to you as the principal of Ukuo, and we greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator, in whose service we are. May we say what a privilege and a blessing it is to be called to this meeting. We greet entities we have not enjoyed in this group for some time. We greet those who are new. We greet those who have some small experience of this group. We greet each of you and thank each of you. For each of you brings beauty and grace to the circle. Each is a gem through which the light of the Creator shines in a unique and beautiful way. And we greatly appreciate the flavor of each of you and the coloration of your vibrations. We would ask of you that you employ your powers of discrimination in listening to what we have to say, for we are not without error, but are as you, pilgrims, seeking along a path that at sometimes is broad and pleasant and at other times seems to be a path in the desert that is difficult and dark. We greet you at a time within your year when the celebration is made for those who have departed the physical incarnation in faith and are considered among the faithful departed, the time of All Saints. Is celebrated in this instrument's church at this time. That time when all of those who have experienced incarnation in this world and moved on are remembered. You ask this day about some few of those who have departed from the incarnation recently because of the events of the 11th of September. And it is an interesting question that you ask, and certainly one which moves into deeper material. Your question has to do with how a death can be more than a death, how a tragedy can be more than a tragedy. And we say to you not only that this is so, but that it is So again and again, in large occasions that acquire global POTUS, and in the very small tragedies that occur within the purview of one small life, and yet within that life is all of creation. The nature of mortality is such that the incarnational experience as a whole can be seen as that which is sacrificed. The breath moves in and the breath moves out of the body just so many times, and then that body again becomes dust. The heart beats so many heartbeats, and then that heart is still. The physical body of each entity has written within it its future history, and one finds in those who have gained a great deal of peace that there is no concern left when the question of dying is looked at. It is simply that which is known as part of the future history of that body. And it is no longer, therefore, a catalyst for distress or discomfort. The nature of destiny is such that we cannot say to you that your future is fixed. What we can say to you is that you have made arrangements with a specific group of entities to be in the position of companion and minister to them, just as they are companion and minister to you. And you have agreements set in place to look at certain incarnational questions. For most entities, those questions have to do with the giving and the receiving of love. For many entities, these lessons revolve around how to serve, how to give freely without expectation of return, how to be a healing presence without being an aura infringer, how to express the self without becoming a perceived negative in the lives of others. These and many other issues come up within the life repeatedly. And it is not to be amazed at that this would occur, because there are careful arrangements in place so that no matter which way you move, no matter which choices you make in a given situation, the path somehow winds around to meet again those issues and to work with those people that you have made agreements with. This is by way of saying that all of those souls whose lives ended on the 11th of September in the World Trade Center or elsewhere did in a way have dates with destiny, and in another way they were completely free up until the moment that that possibility, probability vortex turned into an actuality. The future is very much a creature of each of you and what you think and what you do. It is not fixed. We cannot look at the future and tell you what you shall experience, because each of you is a co-creator, capable potentially of generating tremendous light, tremendous love, not from within yourself, but through the crystal of your being. Many there were who met their death that day in such a way as to embrace the light. Many there were that day who were as the unsung heroes whose stories shall never be known, who in helping another lost their own lives. No death is ever a loss without a gain. There was for some of your time an issue which we were concerned with, having to do with those souls who were not yet able to leave the inner planes version of that locale in the New York City area. However, we are happy to say that over the 2 or 2.5 weeks after that event, there were those of your, what you would call Native American population, not those within this density, but those within the inner planes, which were able to work with those entities which were confused at that time. So that at this time, all of those souls which were involved in that tragedy have moved on into the realms of healing and are receiving the balm of Gilead. Each of you, however, in living through this experience, has, as several within this circle have said in the conversation preceding this talk, experienced emotional catalyst having to do with a change in the way the surrounding world is perceived because of that which occurred. Most of the surface events which come before your view are those pieces of information almost scientifically designed to reduce hope and faith and increase doubt and fear. And as the one known as Hoppy has noted, the object of so-called terrorism is simply to instill terror, to instill fear and discomfort in the minds of those who formerly were smug and uncaring of the rest of the world. This has indeed occurred. There is a profound feeling of having been awakened from a sleep, a pleasant sleep that now is at an end. The The creation is made in such a way that balance is the strongest single force operating in situations that are unbalanced. And in the darkness of aggression lies the call to the light. And we do see that this call has, to an increasing extent, been heard by many among your peoples. The concept of unity is very simple. And indeed, the name of the country in which each of you abides is called the United States. And yet, may we observe that your states are more united at this point than before the events of the 11th of September. The stock of such a general attack created the catalyst for many who had formerly thought of themselves as Americans with distinctions as to race or creed or color, now have found themselves thinking of themselves as Americans without regard to anything but citizenship, feeling, perhaps for the first time, a fellow feeling and a complete sympathy and solidarity with the man on the street of your towns and your cities and your countryside of America. Not because another looks like you or sounds like you, but because that entity is part of that experiment that those known as the fathers of your country started so long ago. You asked about the quote, "And ye shall be a nation of priests," and how one might focus on that quotation from your holy scriptures, which this instrument's guidance, which she calls the Holy Spirit, offered to her when she was troubled and asking for guidance in this matter. If each of you will take a moment to think of the thoughts that you have thought today, the concerns that have been upon your mind, and then think of yourself as a priest and ask yourself, were I a priest, would I have been content with these thoughts, these actions? Would I have been content with my day, with my service, with my walk? Would I have felt that I had touched into the presence of the one infinite creator? The sense of this particular quote at this particular time is that each of you is as a flower that is opening. And the awakening process is very much like a rose opening its petals to the sun. As the entity awakens and seeks and thirsts for the truth, that entity learns. And each of you in this circle is a veteran campaigner and has learned a great deal. There is much more to learn. There is always more to learn. Yet, there is a point at which the pilgrim soul can see itself not only as a student, but also as a teacher. Not only as a member of the congregation, but as a minister. Not only as one who comes to the table asking to be fed, but one who moves into the kitchen and makes sure that the feast is prepared. This instrument has been saying lately that if there was ever a time to be steadfast, it is now. And this thought that you are a nation of priests, you are a holy people, is along those lines. When you seek, when you learn, you develop a responsibility to share what you know, to live what you know, to express what you know in your daily life. Perhaps it is nothing more than a smile, a positive reaction to a negative situation, a word dropped at the right time, a thought that helps at a time when it is easy to give negative thought. Finding that one positive thought is to work magic. When people realize their power, they become much more effective. And so we would ask each of you to realize the tremendous potential within you. Realize that you are already exerting a great deal of power. So the question becomes, what is the right use of power? Where is the love in the situation in front of your eyes? That is the question that brings the most resonance and affords the most magic in terms of being able to affect change. More and more, allow yourself to come into the priesthood that you have so long studied for. Accept the mantle. And vow to do your best, to run the straight race, to be steadfast with what you believe, to find ways to share those things that only you can share, for they lie within the folds of your personality, and they are your gifts to give. Love one another. That is the heart of priesthood. To love, to bless, to witness to your life. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. I leave this instrument in love and in light and in thanks, aware of those of Akul.
Greet each again, in love and in light, through this instrument. It is our privilege at this time to ask if there may be any further queries upon the minds of those present to which we may give our response. Is there another query at this time?
I'll start off. Recently, I got a book from Carla called The Emerald Tablets of the Atlantean. And it was an interesting reading. It seemed like it was someone that ascended during his lifetime and started performing service. I'm wondering what you can tell me what he's doing now and what kind of services he's performing and whatever information that you might feel that you can share.
I am Quo, and am aware of your query, my brother. We find that this entity is one who has become that which you would call a source of a channeled information. However, the contact which this entity has made is with a group of entities who seek in what may be called a solitary fashion, shall we say. That is, they seek specifically the kind of information which is contained within this volume, and are a portion of this entity's larger family of seekers, shall we say. Thus, the work of this entity continues in another form, always seeking to give information which is of service to those who are interested in the kinds of mysteries and riddles that the secret or occult endeavors produce. Is there a further query?
Yeah, there's one other book that I got from Carla, the Hathor material they talked about. I guess they were fourth density beings that came, I don't know, maybe you could tell me, either before or after Ra in the Egyptian times. And kind of the same question, what can you tell me about this group and the service that they perform?
I am quite aware of your query, my brother. Again, the information that you seek in this area is as broad-ranging as a race of entities can produce through their experience, their seeking, and their service. We could only give a brief description without moving into many areas of interest that would consume a great portion of your time. The entities of the half-solar race were those who, as did those of Ra, make contact with various cultures of this planet's history, most notably those of the Egyptian culture. And this contact was not just one period or point in your past, but has been that of a continual nature. Some aspects of this contact becoming more noteworthy or widespread than others. These entities were most helpful in planting the seeds of the concept of unity and infinity within the Egyptian culture, which allowed those of this culture to be readied for consideration of the Law of One. Thus, the entities of the Hathor race worked in conjunction with those of Ra in order to allow an expansion of the concepts in the philosophical or spiritual realms of the Egyptian culture, so that there was seen to be not just many gods or powerful forces at work in the universe about these entities, but that there was truly one creator from which all else sprang. This was a revolutionary concept, shall we say, for those of the Egyptian culture. Is there a further query?
Last question would be, you know, as touched on earlier, is do you have any suggestions on, you know, different meditation groups that have reached out to each other, how we can help connect and share information, share service?
I am aware of your query, my brother. Truly, that which you do is that which is helpful to communicate with each other, to share the information which you find of value with others who have such to share with you as well. The ability of each entity that is desirous of serving others to do so is dependent only on the correct disinstrument, is dependent only upon the passion that each has within the heart, within the mind, within the will, to be of such service. For as the will is set upon a course, so is a way made that the will may manifest as it is formed within the heart, the mind, the soul, the essence of the entity. Is there any further query?
Not from me, thank you.
Yes, I have a question. This goes back a couple of weeks, and some of the folks here know about this, so I'll just run through it real quick so everybody will understand the answer. But Kulomite, it concerns the Paizo energy discharge that I experienced. Okay, what that is real quickly is the other night I got in bed with the lights out. I got a bad left knee, and I put all my weight on it and twisted, and just not thinking. When I did, I felt like somebody stuck a big old knife in there that had been heated up real good. Anyway, I pulled out a little holler and twisted around on the bed, and Nancy said, "What was that?" And she saw this white discharge of light, energy, come directly from my knee and just spread out. The moment that I acknowledged that it was hurting. At any rate, I talked to Carla about this later. She talked to Jim. And one night, one of the subsequent nights, Jim had a dream about this. And that's where the name Piezo Energy Discharge came from. He dreamed that it had to do something with crystals. Anyway, how that information came about with the crystals. But that is my question to you. Is there something there? There is definitely a piezo crystal, I don't know, technology, whatever it is. But my question is, how can I find out how to use this energy, if indeed I'm supposed to use it? And how can I learn to use it to share it with other people if it's that type of energy? I hope that you got my question a little, because I rambled around a lot.
Are aware of your query, my brother. As you are aware, the crystalline formation is that which is composed of light in a certain field or form. As one applies energy or force to a crystal, this light energy expresses itself, or quite literally moves from the crystalline form in a fashion which may be perceived by those who are sensitive to subtle energy. That this occurred when you applied pressure to your knee is the result of the various secondary and tertiary energy center formation contained within the knee, the wrist, the elbow, and the ankle. That correspond to the primary energy centers or chakras that are located within the finer formation of the physical body, from the base chakra to the crown chakra. The energy which expressed from your knee location was that which has a relationship to the health, shall we say, of that portion of your physical vehicle, there being some imbalance in that area at this time in the form of what you may call the arthritis or bursitis. These are not absolutely correct terms, but will suffice for the nonce. The use of such energies is, to our knowledge, not specific to the physical vehicle itself, but to the regaining of the health or balance of energies within this portion of your physical vehicle. Thus, to utilize this energy most effectively, one would need to engage in a program of meditative visualization that would allow you to see with your inner eye the overall experience of catalyst that has led to this particular imbalance in your knee. This is a product of the process of aging and is a primary source of the catalyst with which you now deal. Is there a further query, my brother?
No, thank you very much.
I am qualified. We thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
I have one from Bruce Perret. He says, you can pick which one you want to answer first, because he asks them, I think, backwards. The first one he asks is, what do wanderers expect of the earth? And the second question is, what are the societies and cultures of the wanderers like? So if you want to start with the societies and cultures of the wanderers, that would be fine with me, whichever way you want to take it. Bruce would like to know something about that.
I am quo. We believe we grasp your query, my sister. Those who have entered the earth environment from those realms of higher densities are those who have left experiences which are far more harmonious and in touch with the unity of all creation than the earth environment is found to be at this time. Therefore, the entities who you may describe as wanderers are oftentimes, upon discovery of their own nature, quite discouraged when viewing the environment in which they now find themselves incarnated to serve and to learn. For your third density experience at this time near the harvest is that which is quite confused in its overall orientation, there being found within most cultures of this planetary sphere a great deal of disharmony, and even the bellicose nature being expressed upon a daily basis, not only between those entities you call the nation states, but also within each entity in its relationship to other individuals within its daily round of activities. Thus, the experience many wanderers find when they have discovered that which they have come to do and that which has been set before them is one of bewilderment, of confusion. I am Kroger. And I'm once again with this instrument. Is there another query at this time?
Could I personally thank them for their information and devotion that they've given us?
I am honored. We are grateful to be able to be of the service, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
I've got one of my own, and then I've got one from Michelle Matosian. Thinking about the question that Steve asked about joining, and thinking about a vision that I had this week about the work that I do writing people, I just thought I'd check it out with you. My feeling is that since this is an illusion, that in a way we are connecting. We don't know that we're connecting, but we're connected on the other, on the inner. And we are together on the inner. We're already working together on the inner. We don't have to worry about it. And I have this sense when I'm writing the people that I work with through the mail, that it's like I'm doing two things. I'm not doing one thing. I'm doing the individual sharing and listening and communion, I guess, as well as communication. Energy exchange is really what it feels like. I'm experiencing and creating an energy exchange and co-creating with the other person of what the dynamic is between me and that other person, whatever we have to teach each other, whatever we have to learn from each other. Hopefully I'm able to, you know, enter into that. And at the same time that it's helping me, or maybe helping the other person too, it seems like it's like creating the channels of communion and communication for fourth density positive. That it's that we're doing work at this time with the energy exchanges, with speaking with each other on a soul level, that we don't even know that we're doing. I just have a sense of this. Could you speak to that at all?
I am cool. I'm aware of your query, my sister. Indeed, as each entity engages in such communication, it is as though a muscle that has not been used previously is now being exercised. And as one gains in the strength of sharing what is in one's heart, then there is brought forth from that heart more and more information, inspiration, and direction, not only for the entities with whom you communicate, but for a great deal more in the sense of the numbers of entities who share these concerns. So as you are able to open yourself in communication to others, you allow these others to share that energy and to move the energy in a, shall we say, spiral fashion, much as the light of the One Creator seeks to return to its source in the upward spiraling line of light. Mm-hmm. So as you are able to share the inspiration that is drawn from you by the questions of others, this is as a, shall we say, seed. It is planted not only within the heart of those with whom you communicate, but within the inner sense of self, of humanity in the larger sense. So as one learns, so do all have the potential to learn that which the One has learned. Indeed, all are portions of the One Creator, cells, shall we say, within the body of the One Creator. And as one is enriched, so are all. is there another query, my sister?
No, yes, there is, but thank you for that. Thank you very much. I'll see if I can read this. It's getting really dark in here. What is the Merkaba?
Echo, can you read that for us?
I sure can't. I think the sense of it, she wants to know about the Merkaba, and she would like to know more about the matrix of the spirit, the potentiator of the spirit, and how to use the potentiator of the spirit to work with these energies that have seemingly archetypally been kind of jump started with 911. I can refer her in the Matrix, I mean in the Merkaba, to the works of Drinvala Melchizedek if you want to focus on the latter portion of the question.
I am, of course, am aware of your query, my sister. It would indeed be our recommendation that the reference to the one known as Drinvala Melchizedek be made for the one known as Michel in this area, for it is indeed a large area of study, and we would not be able to do it justice with the energy that begins to dwindle within this instrument's vehicle.
I understand.
As far as the second and third queries in this regard, we also feel this is a large area of study in which there needs to be a further refining of the query, for there is a great deal of information that could be given here as well. We shall satisfy ourselves and hopefully begin to satisfy the one known as Michel by suggesting that the nature of the spirit itself is that which is, shall we say, immobile, in that it does not move in the same fashion as does the physical vehicle or the mental vehicle, but is that which is. The spirit of each entity which moves within the third density illusion is that which is drawn from infinity. There is the body of the one creator, which may be seen as the creation itself. There is that from which the body is made, that which we find the ones known as Ra referred to as the unpotentiated intelligent infinity. This is the infinite source of energy which each of your entities is able to make contact with when the higher self is realized at any time within the third density experience. We realize that this does not speak specifically to various portions of the spirit that are described in the system of study called the Tarot, which the one known as Michel has queried concerning. However, we feel it is well to begin this study with a basic foundation of information that is able to include the nature of infinity as being that which is the basic source for each finite expression of the one creator known as a mind-body-spirit complex.
Mm-hmm.
We apologize for being short of information in this regard, but we find that the energies and the concentration of this instrument are less than adequate at this time for giving further specific information. Thus, we would recommend that there be one final query before the ending of this session of working.
In truth, Kuo, I think actually I'd rather just end the session now because we've gained so much. And I wasn't able to read Michelle's question in the wording that she offered, and I think that the energy of that question and the thirst that she had, that would help you to focus on that question, really wasn't there. So I will refocus, get a flashlight for reading the thing at another session, and we'll do this again. Thank you so much, Kuo. I know Michelle really, really appreciates it, and I know Bruce does too, and I really thank you on their behalf and on my behalf too. Thank you very much.
We are most grateful to you as well, my sister. And at this time, we would take this opportunity to express our gratitude to each present for inviting our presence this day in your circle of seeking. It is a great privilege for us to be able to join you here in your hearts and in your minds and in your seeking for that which is known as the truth. We truly enjoy these gatherings and are unable to express adequately our gratitude to you, but we are most thrilled to be able to join your circle this day, and would at this time take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each, as always, in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
Adonai. Anne, Ethel, Ophelia, Alan, Scott, Judy, all those connected with 911 and their families, Dana, Lynn, Mike, Carla, Poopy, Dana, Sonia, Steve, Marilyn, Barb, Betty, Donna, Glenn, Kim, Janet, Lenny, Sally, Frank, Ethel, Steve's niece, Cindy's dad, Summer, Marilyn, Marilyn's dad, Abby, Natalie, the Flaherty family, the Dean family, the Kirtley family, Mary, Martha, Aurora, Angela, Akisha, Bill, Barrett, and Dottie. Other requests?
And Ansley, and Carla. And other than the Flaherty family, Kim and Charlie, and the three kids.
Two groups of people, two regions. One was Afghanistan, from there. And the one in North Palestine.
All the leaders of the world. The cause of peace. And our beloved plan. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. You are united people, we are one. You are united people, we are one. I am the circle and you
are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.